Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy, overstimulating world we live in. Today's topic? Something that's super important, especially when you feel like you're constantly being pulled in 100 different directions. We're diving deep into the power of self-compassion. Ever felt like you're your own worst critic? You know that feeling when you stumble and then immediately launch into a harsh internal monologue? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a better way to deal with those moments, a kinder, gentler approach that can actually help you thrive? That's where self-compassion comes in. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care you'd offer a good friend who's going through a tough time. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember about the magic of self-compassion. First off, it's not about being self-indulgent or making excuses for your mistakes. Self-compassion is about acknowledging your humanity. We all mess up, we all have weaknesses, and that's okay. Instead of beating yourself up about it, try to approach those moments with a little understanding. You wouldn't berate a friend for making a mistake, right? So why do we do it to ourselves? Second, self-compassion involves recognizing that suffering is a part of the human experience. We're all going through tough times, both big and small. Instead of trying to numb or ignore those feelings, practice acknowledging them with compassion. Allow yourself to feel what you're feeling without judgment. Think of it like this. Emotions are like weather. Sometimes they're sunny and bright, and sometimes they're stormy. Both are natural and part of the experience. Third, self-compassion is about practicing mindfulness. That means paying attention to your thoughts and feelings in the present moment without judgment. When you catch yourself spiraling into negative self-talk, gently bring your attention back to your breath or your senses. Notice the feel of your feet on the ground, the sound of your heartbeat, or the warmth of the sun on your skin. Mindfulness helps create space between your thoughts and your reactions, allowing you to respond with more kindness and clarity. Fourth, self-compassion is about nurturing yourself. Just like you'd care for a loved one who's going through a hard time, show yourself some love and support. Engage in activities that bring you joy, spend time with people who uplift you, and prioritize your well-being. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. And finally, remember that self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up and fall back into old patterns of self-criticism. That's okay. Just gently guide yourself back to a place of kindness and understanding. Treat yourself with the same patience and compassion you would offer a dear friend. Think about that time you messed up big time, maybe burnt dinner, tripped on stage, or sent an embarrassing email. How did you talk to yourself in those moments? Were you harsh and unforgiving? Or were you able to extend some kindness and understanding? Imagine how differently things might have gone if you'd approached that situation with self-compassion. You might have felt less shame, less anxiety, and even more resilient. Here's the takeaway. Self-compassion isn't about being perfect. It's about being kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. It's about acknowledging your humanity, practicing mindfulness, nurturing yourself, and extending the same grace and understanding you would offer a loved one. Ready to tap into the power of self-compassion? I challenge you this week to try something new. Next time you catch yourself being overly critical, pause for a moment and treat yourself with a little kindness. Whisper words of encouragement to yourself. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment or engage in a self-care activity that brings you joy. Share your experiences with me. Drop a comment on the latest episode, tag me on social media, or connect with other listeners in our supportive community. We're all in this together, and by practicing self-compassion, we can create a more supportive and understanding world for ourselves and others. Until next time, remember to be kind to yourselves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.